Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
I don't know if you all received the agenda for this meeting.
No, I
No?
haven't.
Very
Thank
good.
you.
I haven't.
So, the goal for today are we have two goals. First is to decide a movie for the next projection for our movie club. As you know, so it's for the last Friday of this month of April. As you probably remember, the movie already projected were Lawrence of Arabia and Apocalypse Now in February and Amadeus from Milos Forman in March. So the question that is open is, are we going to select a movie from the 90s and which movie? So that's the first goal, decide for a movie to be projected. And second goal is to discuss for an advertising poster for our club, because we noticed that last time not enough people came to the projection. So that's it. Who wants to start? So I guess you all prepared some documents for the selection of the movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So who has what actually? Maybe
I have a PowerPoint presentation.
What do you have, Mirek?
Okay, I have a PowerPoint presentation, and it's about there are some reviews of I think like seven movies.
And I have a well, just a piece of paper with some suggestions. What about you, Denis?
Yeah, I have also a piece of paper with my favorite movie. Okay,
So
so
should we start with the two
presentation.
presentations, maybe? Yeah.
Okay, Agnes, we can start with
Sure.
you.
It's not very long in any case.
Okay, no worries. I pass this
Yeah.
one.
Okay, so what I was thinking is basically the previous movies that we had, which you've already mentioned in the agenda, Lawrence of Arabia, Apocalypse Now, and Amadeus, were fairly historical, serious, dramatic, and also action-y movies, except for maybe Amadeus. This month I was thinking of selecting something that's more in the present time. Still dramatic, but slightly less serious. And what I'd propose is something of a thriller or mystery. And I know that a lot of people find mysteries not really mysteries in the movies these days. They kind of can predict what's going to happen. But in the 90s, there were some movies that did have surprise endings, and then people came out saying, okay, didn't see that coming. So I thought we could maybe show one of those. And even if people have already seen the movie, a lot of the times you go back and watch the movie again, and you pick up on things that you didn't really notice the first time around, or you see where the clues were and what led up to the end. So that's more along the lines of what I was thinking. And the two in particular that I would propose are, next slide, please, The Usual Suspects and The Sixth Sense. I don't know if you've seen any of them. The Usual Suspects was directed by Bryan Singer and written by Christopher McQuarrie. It has a fairly large cast, so I'm not going to read all of them, but the main characters are Kevin Spacey and Gabriel Byrne. And it's basically about five criminals who get set up. They're arrested, they're released from prison, they get together and plan a crime. And basically, the story is told through the views of one of the suspects. The tagline is kind of neat: five criminals, one lineup, no coincidence. And you get told the story as that these characters are being controlled by one sort of uber villain, and in the end you find out who the uber villain was. And I kind of like the quote from Rolling Stone magazine, "The Usual Suspects is the freshest,
Which
funniest."
one was it again? The guy who was controlling? I don't remember. I have seen the movie
Yeah.
twice, but
Well, they ha have you guys seen the movie?
No, I haven't seen
No, I
it.
haven't.
It's
So
the
I'm
bald
not gonna
guy,
give
the
away. You want me to give away the movie?
No.
That'll spoil
I'm kidding.
it. I'll tell you later. But the quote from Rolling Stone is fairly accurate, I think. It's one of the freshest, funniest, and scariest crime thrillers to come along since Pulp Fiction. And the other movie is The Sixth Sense, with the famous line, "I see dead people," which the little boy says. It was written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan and stars Bruce Willis, Haley Joel Osment, and Toni Collette. And again, it has a neat twist that you find out right at the end.
Yeah, It's a bit more commercial, that one.
The Sixth Sense was very commercial, but.
So what is this, the second image on the slide? Is it the poster or?
For the Sixth Sense, but unfortunately I couldn't find a clear, big enough one.
It has a strange format. Horizontal and oh, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, it goes all of the senses. If you go to the next slide, there's slightly more detailed things about the movies. So The Usual Suspects is 105 minutes long, so it's a decent length of time. It has an R rating, so I don't remember what type of audience we had at the last shows, but it may not necessarily be suitable for
R
kids.
As well.
R is sort of, if you're 18 and under, you have to have an adult with you.
Okay.
So it means restricted.
It got an 8.7 out of 10 on the Internet Movie Database. It's the 16th in the top 250 movies and 4th in the top movies of the 90s. It won a couple of Academy Awards, notably for Best Writing, so that's for the script, and Best Actor for Kevin Spacey.
I am the top 10 from the 90s, the top 50, and it's 4th.
Yeah. 4th in the top movies of the 90s.
Oh, sorry.
The 16th in the top 250, I think, of all time.
Yeah, because your table is only the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
So it won lots of awards. It won Best Film from the British Film Association, or the British equivalent of the Academy Awards. It was nominated for Best Foreign Film for the CISA.
So plenty of awards.
Well...
250, it's what, all
I
days?
I think of all time.
All the
time.
Movies, yeah.
Yeah. So...
It's still good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But those ratings are more like, it's number of votes, no?
Yeah, it's ratings by...
No, actually, if you look at your tables, I think it's a sort of, average between number of votes and the rating or the marks. Because there, in your table, you have... things that have very few votes but still are ranked quite high.
Yeah.
For instance, number 24, which has only 4,000 votes.
Yeah. And 44 as well.
But,
which has 740
something. It's definitely just the average of the rating. And okay, the number of the votes is there just for the information.
Yeah.
So that,
maybe it's just this or just
people, yeah.
Compensated a bit for the number of people. I don't know actually. Because if you have just 10 votes and probably you're not in the database.
So.
But yeah, anyway, it has excellent votes.
Yeah.
Haven't seen it. But
that's a good movie. I highly recommend it. And I wouldn't mind seeing it again because I do know the ending and I haven't been able to watch it again to see where the hints were that were scattered across the movie. Because apparently there are hints as to who it is.
Now I remember.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure, there is one guy with at the police station and they...
He's the one telling the story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's him and the guy in the burn unit.
Yep.
What is the second movie?
The second movie is The Sixth Sense. Again, it's fairly short. It has an easier rating. It's PG-13. It's much less violent. It got an 8.1 out of 10. It's 101st in the top 250. And it's 19th on your list, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, it's 19th. Got a fair number of votes too, 96,000. Again, it was nominated for a lot of different Academy Awards. It didn't win any, but I got a lot of buzz and a lot of people liked it. So those are my two selections. And as you can see, the plot is a boy who communicates with spirits who don't know when their dad seeks the help of a disheartened child psychologist to figure out why he's seeing what he's seeing and what it means.
Both movies are quite similar in some way because the last sentence is totally contradictory to the whole movie.
The last sentence from the movie, or
the last sentence from the movie.
Yeah, it's only right at the end where you find out really what's going on, and it makes you rethink everything that happened beforehand. So, those would be my two suggestions, and they are slightly more commercial, or at least The Sixth Sense than the other ones we've seen. But
so these guys were actually nominated. So the bottom part of your slide, actually, it says, so these are the best awards they had
Yeah, they were nominated for a lot of different awards. They didn't win.
Too bad.
I guess I can't remember what the competition.
Well, there was just one winner, so.
They were nominated for a lot of them, and yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
Unless you have any questions, yeah, that's it.
Okay, now you can go to my slides. Okay. But actually, what I have prepared is just a kind of review of six or seven movies. If you could go to the
second
slide.
You sent your slides around, right?
Yes, basically seven movies, and it's a top movies based on the ranking and awards. You see the names of the movies on the wall, so. We can perhaps go through all of them, and we can a little bit discuss. So I didn't see all of them actually. So it's just we should probably select one of these because I think these are really good movies. And okay, we will see.
Okay.
So if you can go through. Okay, so this is the first movie, and it's more like a drama. It's very high ranked, and actually you have a nicer list because we can even see the number of the votes. So
yeah,
what is the number of people?
Yeah, I think your table is very clear, Denny.
Finally, I found actually your table much better than my presentation because perhaps here we can really see. I mean,
no, we don't have the plot of the.
We don't have the plot.
Okay, but maybe we can. Who has seen this movie?
Yeah, who has seen this movie? Because then perhaps.
No, I haven't.
I've heard a lot of good things about it.
Yeah.
I've heard it's a really powerful movie.
I think I
but I haven't seen it.
What is the name in French? Because
I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's in jail, right?
It's set in a jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, your third slide has the plot, so.
Yeah, it's this one.
Yeah.
It's the one that this one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah, this guy's jailed. Okay. Wow.
Okay. So.
Okay.
Okay. So no one of us saw this movie. So
yeah.
In case perhaps it's a little bit dangerous to select that movie for the place. So, well, Schindler's List. Who saw this?
Me.
Yeah,
I haven't seen. Heard about it.
This one is really nice. It's you know, all of you knows the story.
Yep.
So
yeah.
It's quite quite high ranked, so I think it's not a bad movie. I'm thinking whether there was some good occasion, something what has happened recently. There was something like a celebration of the 50 years after the war or something recently, no?
No, I think there was a celebration of 60 years from the liberation of the camps, actually, because they were liberated beginning 45. And, yeah, it's not bad, and it's also I think it's a good idea. At least from my point of view, it's coherent with the previous films, like history, major events. I don't know if we want to keep this coherence or change radically,
it's
but maybe. Yeah, that's. Yeah, I think it's a drawback.
Representative of the 90s. It's more a movie about the story of the horror of the endured by the Jewish during the Second World War.
Yeah, but Amadeus isn't really representative of the
80s. Well, of the 1780s.
Yeah, and according to your thing, it's 1984.
Yeah. Maybe it's representative of a style of the 80s, I don't know, as for Amadeus, but that's, I don't know.
But even here I wouldn't say that this style is representative of the 90s, right? So
no.
Yeah, hard to tell.
Okay, but anyway, I think it's really a good movie. I like it when
movie.
I saw it.
Yeah.
And okay.
Okay. And Steven
it's
Steven
one of the
Spielberg.
Candidates. I definitely Steven Spielberg is really quite a director. So I would say we could think about it.
Okay.
So I would keep it as a candidate at least.
Yeah.
Okay, The Usual Suspect, do we want to say something again about it? Or
no, I think we can just skip this.
How come it's coming third on your list?
Yeah.
It's
fourth on Agnes on my list. Ah, it's okay. And you selected some movies, no? You didn't take the sixth first. What is the next?
Yeah, it's funny actually, because on your slides actually the ratings are 8.7 for both. No, they have the same Usual Suspect and Pulp Fiction. Both are at 8.7, but on Denis' table, this one is at 8.6.
It gets updated it.
Who knows? Maybe people voted for it. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could have changed in the meanwhile.
Wednesday.
Though with 100,000 votes, it shouldn't change too much. I mean, given the number of votes, I wonder. But anyway, it may change, I think. Yeah.
So it probably has changed. So it became more
okay.
popular. No,
Wow. That's encouraging.
Do we have something to add on this movie? Or?
Mm.
No.
Wait, how many of us saw Schindler's List? Three of us? Did you see it? I'm just trying to keep track of how many of us have seen
Schindler's List.
Yeah.
I saw it.
You have?
Yeah.
Haven't. I've seen very few movies from the list. About 10 out of the first 50.
That's why you are in the movie club.
Okay.
See more movies.
Yep.
Okay, Pulp Fiction. I think it's again quite high ranked, but from my perspective, everyone already saw it. Who was interested in that movie, he saw it. Who is not interested in that movie, he didn't see it and he wouldn't like to see it in our movie club. So I think we should just skip it out and leave it out. I wouldn't think about this as a candidate.
Why
even
not?
If it's a good movie, but I
mm-hmm.
it's quite representative of the 90s, I think. And the structure of the movie is interesting. I think the
mm-hmm.
first scene is actually the same scene as the last scene, no? There is a kind of loop in this movie.
Yes, I think there are plenty of loops, actually.
Yeah.
I think also it's old enough that even if people saw it the first time around, they don't necessarily remember everything that happened. Because
mm-hmm.
I remember seeing it when it came out, but I don't particularly remember.
I fully agree that you can see this movie three
yeah.
times, perhaps.
I agree.
Three
so.
Times,
yeah.
and for the fourth time, so you still discover something new. But on the other hand, I have the impression everyone saw it. It's quite well known.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it. This
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
I like it very much.
I've
actually seen it.
It's gorgeous. Also. No.
Is what?
The soundtrack.
I don't remember the soundtrack.
Well, it's plenty of well-known songs and the twist thing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So. What do you think? I wouldn't think about this as a candidate because it seems to me...
Well, I would keep it as a candidate, but I don't know. I think for the moment, I guess most of these are candidates, so we'll try to...
Mm-hmm. We vote at the end, or you want to...
Yeah, we should probably vote
yeah.
after
yeah.
everyone.
It's like we can just eliminate
yeah.
it, but we'll
mm-hmm.
leave everything
okay.
until the
yeah.
end.
We're going to, we could just eliminate. Okay, so we are not going to eliminate this one. Goodfellas, I didn't see it.
No.
But you can read the comment from the users. That's the last bullet point.
Scorsese.
And it says simply a masterpiece. And it's of course last really great movie. It's
yeah, again a movie about on mafia, no?
Yeah, it's a gangster
yes.
movie.
With Robert De Niro and who are the two other guys?
Ray Liotta and
I can't recognize them from the picture. The picture is not
Joe Pesci, I think.
Ah,
maybe?
Joe Pesci, yeah.
And
on the right?
Yeah, on the right.
Yeah.
And the guy on the left is Ray Liotta.
You recognize them or you can read the text on the images? Oh, okay.
I'm a movie buff. I know way too much.
Very well.
It's the exact same actors who played in another mafia movie that I cannot remember. Les Affranchis, it was the name in French. So
what was it about?
About mafia.
that's
why I didn't go to see this one. It's quite. It seems to me they are all about the same subject and same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And it's a movie from
yeah.
the one that you saw, that you mentioned?
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm.
Nobody
okay.
seen
no,
it?
Yeah, so probably not.
Silence of the Lambs. Should I tell something more? Good father of all thrillers. That's what it says on the what some user says. Okay, it's a little bit horror, so I think it's quite it's definitely not for kids, but if the kids are not visitors of our cinema, why not?
Yeah.
It, one have to rethink when you are watching this movie, you have to think, and it's scaring, why not?
So it's about a psychopathic killer.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it again, the plot? And the
so the FBI agent is assigned to help find a missing woman and save her her from a psychopathic killer with the help of another killer.
So the other killer is Hannibal Lecter.
who is in prison, actually.
He
tries to decrypt the other killer's behavior.
He plays head games with the FBI agent at the same time.
Yeah, well, not very nasty ones, or does he?
Well,
I don't know.
He manages to freak her out.
Yeah, that's basically the point. Yeah. So on the picture you can see Jodie Foster and
the moth.
Who's playing
the moth?
Again?
Which, the one who's in jail or the
one? Anthony Hopkins.
Okay.
The other one, I don't remember. We don't see see him very often.
But
it's But the plot is quite horrible. I mean, not the plot, but the active killer wants to do is quite horrible. And
I vaguely remember what it is.
Okay.
How many of us have seen it? I'm guessing you haven't.
No, I've seen it actually twice.
Okay.
You have seen it. I think I've seen it a second time on TV, but maybe not entirely.
I've seen it, but I can't really remember exactly all the details.
I can't either, because I saw it right when it came out.
It's a long time ago. It's from 91?
91.
91. So, and I saw it when I was like 12 or 13.
Yeah, me too.
So
at that age.
They're much too young.
Okay, American Beauty was coming next. Seven was
That was very good, yeah.
Ah, it's actually there.
Yeah,
okay.
It's here, and that's actually my last slide. So,
why you choose seven?
I don't know, because it nicely. I was thinking perhaps we are not able to go through more of them.
Okay.
Indeed.
So, American Beauty, so I can perhaps read a little bit the user comment if you want, or you can read the plot outline on the projector, but it's basically deep, wonderful, and penetrating movie, extraordinary irony and the psychological drama about the American life.
Yeah, it's definitely about American
life. Suburban life.
It's kind of crude, the critic, but on the other way, it's
there's
quite
a lot of
poetic,
very true things in it.
Yeah.
What?
With the way of filming and I don't know.
I haven't seen it, but I would like to see it. So.
No, it's quite interesting.
Yeah.
So.
It's much less dark than the other movies we have on that list.
So it's not very violent, really.
It's not, well, it's dark.
I know,
but
it's not violent at
all. Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
It's more the critic that is quite crude, because all the people in this movie are psychopaths in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like violent, cutting people.
But they are normal
psychopaths.
People.
Okay, yeah.
Just everyone has their own issues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what about that picture with the girl? And do you see naked people in the movie, or
actually,
no.
Is it about sex or something like
what?
That?
A 50-year-old man that quit his job and fell in love with the best friend of
his daughter.
His
like teenager.
Ah, okay.
So that's the best friend, and he fantasized
supposedly
about her.
Okay.
Yes, it's a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
And that's my last slide.
So you have seen it, yeah?
Yes. And I think, okay, why not? It seems to me that perhaps Schindler's List is perhaps more serious topic, for sure. But well, it depends. It depends what we want. Do we want that people are more like relaxed in our cinema, or are more interested in some particular things? What do you think? I mean, what should be the influence? How we are influencing the people in the cinema?
Mm-hmm.
I think we want them to see movies that they won't see otherwise. But I'm not sure. Then it's quite popular, the movie we selected. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's a mixture of bringing new things to them, but also making them enjoy the show so that they come to our movie club. So, yeah, I think we shouldn't maybe do very mainstream movies, but, well, okay, the list here is quite...
I don't know what was mainstream in Europe. Like, all of these movies are very mainstream for me.
Yeah, I think also if you look at the number of votes here...
quite mainstream.
Yeah. Regarding Denise Stable, I would say, given that this site, I don't know if it's mainly American, but I would say that...
I think it's predominantly...
Yeah, I think...
I think
it's English-speaking anyway, so...
Though,
so Yeah, but if you look at
movies from everywhere, but
yeah, but I would say mainstream are the ones that have more than whatever 60,000 votes, and you can see some more, well, confidential films that have like 10,000, 20,000, like Princess Mononoke 20,000, and whatever, the Kieslowski at 11,000, Trois Couleurs
it's
Rouges.
Quite a lot for Kieslowski, actually.
Yeah, it's not bad at all, yeah. So yeah, anyway, if you want a definition of mainstream or whatever.
And Fiston also is quite high.
Mm-hmm.
I
yep.
don't know if you've seen this one.
Yeah.
It's the I Celebration, I think.
It.
It's a movie from
the
guy?
Danish, I think. It's the
Dogma
movement.
Movie,
yeah.
Lars von Trier.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we
let's
discuss about your document maybe?
So it's actually I have made photocopies. I have them, Denis, so
okay.
It's all for you. Actually I tried to propose just one movie with some alternates.
And,
oh. You want one? So my proposal, which is only a proposal, would be to keep the focus on more or less history and action. So Lawrence of Arabia was okay about this guy during the First World War, so it happens okay outside Europe and the States, but it's a piece of history. Apocalypse Now, it's Vietnam, if I'm correct, and okay, Amadeus, that's much much earlier, and it's not violent, which is a nice thing, I think. But given that we would like a movie from the 90s, I thought the Saving Private Ryan, oh, thanks for projecting the document, would keep this more or less this theme of history and war and action drama, while showing actually a very new and I would say humanistic view on war, because it's not like the sort of glorification of you know, the good guys that well go against the Nazis, but it's the plot, actually, if you don't know it, it's about people looking for just one soldier. In fact, it's about a family of four brothers who actually three of them get killed during the war in these days of 40, well, I guess summer 44. And the government decides that they need to get back the fourth brother just to save one member of the family. And this guy is Private Ryan. So the movie is not about killing the Germans or whatever. It's about saving at least one guy from a family. So, but of course the setting is during the war, and it's very realistic and very dramatic. In fact, it's not at all a glorification of war, but it's just it shows a bit the violence of the things, and especially the beginning is I think it's great. It's very violent, but it's an image of war.
Yeah.
It's
quite horrible.
Very, very violent.
Yeah, but I think if you compare it with
I saw it, and I'm trying to remember the beginning. It's the
it's the landing.
Yeah.
And actually more or less everyone gets killed, and
because he used something like 100 cameras to film that, or
I don't know, but yeah, actually it's very well filmed and it's very realistic. And I don't know if you compare with, I don't know, in Lawrence of Arabia, I think they have some battles on camels, and oh, it's very nice, someone falls somewhere there, and well, you know, it's like battles that look nice, but this one doesn't look nice. And I think it's also maybe representative of the 90s, you know, people starting to get a more realistic view of war. But it's true, it's a bit violent. And so what I put here, it's a bit long too, it's nearly 3 hours. But I don't know, Apocalypse Now is quite long too, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
There is
I don't remember.
Version, I think.
Yeah, the Redux
but
version
but
is longer.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Projected to a longer one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it won 5 Oscar prizes. Best Director for Steven Spielberg. Best Cinematography, etc.
Spielberg received the Best Director?
I don't know.
Not for the film. Schindler's List, or
maybe he did
for E.T.
No, for E.T. he didn't.
You won.
It wasn't until he started doing things like Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan that he actually started winning awards for
No,
them.
He won. For E.T. he won Cannes, what is it, Palme d'Or.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's the point. It's a bit gray, and actually, if you look at my second page, in the trivia, I found out that in fact they actually reduced the color saturation of the movie just to make it look maybe a bit like the documentaries from the time. Yeah, I was very surprised to find this.
But then I read that they
turned back the colors for.
People started to complain that there was a problem with the TV when they were broadcasting the movie on the TV.
Yeah, so this fact number two, I think, obviously for technical people like us, is quite funny. So yeah, so I mean, these 4 points could serve also as an introduction if you want to talk for 5 or 10 minutes before the movie, I don't know, in the room. So this would be my candidate, but I'm very much open to.
There is a hero, I mean, it's or a non-hero, and in all the other two stories in the previous movies, there were a hero, Lawrence of Arabia, Amadeus. Apocalypse Now, it's also a non-hero, I think. But here, I don't remember. It's actually the.
On the picture, it's Tom Hanks. In fact, you don't see Private Ryan until the end, more or less, or you see because they're looking for him. Yeah.
Most of the movie is them trying to find him. Mm-hmm.
He's Private Ryan.
No.
Tom.
He's trying to find him.
Well, the caption says Captain John Miller. So if you look at the caption, his. Yeah, so the private is just a simple soldier, actually.
Yeah.
By the way, did he died finally or not?
Who, Private Ryan? Or no, they find him, actually, and they send him back to the family. But the captain dies, actually.
Is
Tom Hanks.
It's him at the beginning of the movie at the graveyard, right?
Oh, yeah, it's Private Ryan, remembering at the beginning.
Because I remember that in the end of the movie, they are trying to defend some bridge or something, and there's quite heavy shooting, and finally it's actually John Miller who dies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he dies, unfortunately. So, yeah, there is sacrifices. And
to tell you the truth, I didn't like so much the movie because it was quite moralistic. Because there were a guy who didn't kill a German because he was quite non-violent. Mm-hmm. And because he didn't kill this German, the German killed... I don't know.
Tom Hanks.
It was like if he had killed.
The German.
If he would kill him, he would.
Tom Hanks would. Well, I mean, yeah, it has a moral dimension all over the movie, saving the individual and the guys. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many people have seen it. Well, among you, well, most of you actually. All of us. So maybe people know it quite well.
Yeah, we are running.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So I have some other candidates. It's on first page at the bottom. I also put Pulp Fiction, The Silence of the Lambs, and also sort of included La Vita è Bella, but I know we're an English movie club, so I guess it's it's a bit out of purpose. But it's
La Vita è Bella.
Oh, it's about the camps and the Second World War. So it's about a family of Italians which arrives into a death camp, and in fact it's treated in a more or less humorous mode. So the father tries to hide from his boy that they are in a death camp, and is this very strange, well, not really humor, but relation between how? Well, the boy gets saved, but the father dies. So I don't know. It created some controversies, I think, because people said you shouldn't do any form of humor related to the camps. But it's very, very moving. So I think it's anyway Italian. So
it's the third movie about the Second War. Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, and
LeClaire. Okay, Denis.
Yeah. So I have a quite different movie to propose you. I don't know, it's Big Lebowski from Joel Cohen. Actually, they are brothers, you probably know them. I don't know how many of you have seen this movie.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's very funny. And I've seen some other films by the Coen brothers.
Yeah, they made Fargo.
Which was in your table. And, the last one was the one with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Cruel Intentions or something like that, I think.
Yeah, something about cruelty. Very funny.
I don't know how I'm going to sell you this movie. Because actually the plot is impossible to make, because it's actually it's inspired from a movie called The Big Sleep, and
a movie or a novel?
It's actually where I've seen that in a, it's a movie from Raymond Chandler, The Big Sleep.
No, but they say that Raymond Chandler wrote the novel. You see, it's the last but one paragraph on your second page.
So it's a novel, okay. But the story goes that while that film was in production, and director Howard Hawks, okay, you are right, it was a book. Okay, so it's about a guy called the Dude, I don't know how you pronounce it. And he's actually smoking pots and doing nothing. Just he's living in LA. It's a typical fellow from the suburb. And he has some friends, typical friends. One is an old guy from coming back from Vietnam, obsessed by Vietnam. Another guy who is never speaking, and they all play together bowling. Mm-hmm. And the casting is very interesting. There is actually I wanted to propose you some posters related to this movie. Maybe it's going to open the discussion on the posters as well. So actually here you on this the first poster you can see the actors from the movie. I don't know if you know some of them. So Jeff Bridges at the top, Goodman is the second one, the big guy. Then Turturro. And the last one is Buccini, and I don't remember the name of the girl.
It's Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore.
You wrote the paragraph on the poster?
I took it from, I don't know where.
Okay. Could be edited a bit.
Actually, I'm not going to describe much more the Big Lebowski, but it's quite hard to describe. It's a journey about this guy, but it's a movie quite surrealistic. I mean, there are some parts that are like coming from dreams and.
Why the movie is called The Big Lebowski? Why the big? Lebowski is his family name, right? But why?
Yeah, it's his family name, and actually Jeffrey Lebowski and his. There is a story with another Lebowski.
Yeah, there are two Lebowskis in the film.
And why the big Lebowski is the second one?
I don't remember. Maybe it's just because of the Big Sleep. There is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there should be a reference there.
So it's a kind of it's like American Beauty in some way. It's even worse. We see worse people. So it's kind of an ethnographic movie, I would say, but and it's a modern hero. It's quite fun, and the casting is marvelous. So that's it for this movie, and I just wanted to go to the design of the poster actually, because
I like that.
Yeah, it's probably a bit dark for a poster, but otherwise it's very nice.
The idea is also to discuss the content. Should we put a summary of the movie? Of the plot and what kind of information do we want. So that's the first poster. There is also this poster, quite dark also. I don't know if you cannot really see, but there is the pricing information. So we say that one movie is 8 francs and 3 movies 18 francs. And we can have an annual subscription of 60 francs. I wanted to say some information to involve people in the committee as well, if they want to take part to the committee to select movies. And,
I think this is not bad because it says something a little bit about our movie club. And yeah, the Big Lebowski, it's clear that it's a movie, and I guess the people can remember that it was a movie, at least, even if they haven't seen it.
Looks like a CD cover.
Yeah, actually the idea was to, there is at the bottom the a scene from one of these dreams of the Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Okay, it's a dream.
And the first part is, actually, you see a cowboy and the hero, the Jeffrey Lebowski, the dude.
Mm.
And the cowboy, it's actually, at the beginning of the movie, the cowboy introduces the story, and he's coming back at the end of the story, and he's explaining what kind of movie you are going to see.
Okay, it sounds a bit crazy.
And last poster.
Yeah.
So
uh-huh.
Same principle, but I don't know. I was thinking of adding some quotations of well-known directors.
I like it because it's not so dark, so the images are a bit brighter.
Actually don't like it.
On the contrary,
it looks
it's too many colors and it's
looks
difficult
like two separate
to read.
Posters.
Yeah.
I think you can mix.
Yeah.
I would keep the format of the first one, add the quotes and the content information from the second one.
Yeah.
So take those quotes, get rid of that section text.
Yeah.
Put those quotes in there.
Okay.
Put the information you had in the second poster about the movie club, how to join, kind of in the middle, and keep this title and everything just slightly higher up.
Okay, I see.
What about a brighter background? Because this one, I don't know how it would show on a wall or something like this. It doesn't really catch your attention.
I think it does.
Okay.
I think the contrast between the strip of film and or the strip of pictures and everything else is
Okay.
Okay, I see. What I wanted is more or less to know the content of the movie, what you want to have on the poster.
Yeah.
No, the content was very good on the second one.
On that one?
Yeah, so take all
all this information is very good.
Throw it up into the first one and then maybe add the quotes that you had from the famous directors. Sort of at the bottom.
Or just one of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Great. So I think now we have to decide for a movie. And. So.
I would suggest, if it's not too long, maybe each of us could nominate one or two movies. We make a list and then we vote.
Okay. Good idea.
What do you think?
Yeah.
So, who wants. So, Mirek. What do you nominate?
So, I'm really convinced by the Big Lebowski.
You are?
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to at least to have it
in the nominees.
In the
okay.
Nominees.
Another nominee?
And,
Usual Suspects.
Remember all of them.
Okay, Agnes, Usual Suspects.
Maybe because only two of us have seen it, and it's not a mainstream movie, so I don't think a lot of people would have seen it to begin with.
Yeah. Well, you can nominate one or two so that we... Or whatever. I would nominate, my candidate, Saving Private Ryan. And I'm happy with your nominations, too. I would nominate also Pulp Fiction, because it's a very good movie. Denis, so yours is already nominated, but you want...
American Beauty as well.
Yeah.
And I would be okay with Saving Private Ryan.
Okay, so it's already on the list.
And then I'm still hesitating between the Schindler's List and the Silence of the Lambs. May I nominate all these three movies? Big Lebowski.
Yeah, if you want.
And the Silence of the Lambs.
So we have seven candidates. If you have a good short-term memory, that should be okay. So, Big Lebowski, Usual Suspects, Saving Private Ryan, Pulp Fiction, American Beauty, Schindler's List, and Silence of the Lambs. So now let's vote. Should we vote just for one film, or should each of us say, give...
Eliminate first.
Or
eliminate
we can
first.
Eliminate first one movie each, and then we select.
I'm sorry, could you go once again through the list of the movies?
So, Big Lebowski.
Is it possible to put them on the whiteboard?
I can write on your paper,
so
maybe.
The Schindler's List, The Usual Suspects, Silence of the Lambs, Big Lebowski,
and Saving Private Ryan.
Okay.
So.
I'm missing one. What am I missing? Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Okay,
so each of us chooses one to eliminate.
Yeah.
Six. I have six.
That's a bit cruel, but
I have
that's
okay.
A good way.
Okay. Denis?
Me, I will remove Silence of the Lambs because I think it's too violent.
Okay, I will just remove it this way. I would remove Schindler's List because it's too sad. Well, it's not a very good reason, but.
Fiction.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, and I would
and you have a reason for it? Or?
I'm not a huge fan of Quentin Tarantino.
And I
didn't
would
make a good
Pulp Fiction actually as well. If so, if it's
maybe you can eliminate another one.
No, no. Well, I mean, leave some.
Go on.
Okay. So we're left with The Big Lebowski, Usual Suspects, Saving Private Ryan, and American Beauty. Okay, so let's vote just simply for one for the moment. So I would vote for American Beauty because I haven't seen it.
I vote for Big Lebowski.
We're all gonna something different.
So Mirek, Big Lebowski, Agnes, Denis.
Agnes,
I still like The Usual Suspects, but I like American Beauty too. So.
decision.
Usual Suspects.
Well, you will vote with yours or what? Yeah, you can choose.
Okay,
you're the president maybe after all, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll go with The Big Lebowski since the posters are already ready.
Already ready, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm quite fine.
So.
It'll make a good choice.
Is it a
yeah.
Yeah, I think at least it's funny and that's nice. Okay. So,
okay,
decision. Mhm.
Okay.
That's your fault, Mirek.
You don't like it, it's your problem.
No.
I mean, yeah, it's you voted for it, but I'm quite happy with it. I haven't seen it.
Can we decide for next meeting, maybe?
Well, beginning of May, I guess, to choose the film for May.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that?
Okay, beginning of May, but there is plenty of holidays at the beginning of May, no?
Yeah, the 5th is Ascension. What's that?
Ascension?
Going up to the sky.
Okay, or we'll decide after the projection of the movie, the date.
Yeah, we can do it like the Tuesday before the Ascension, so that's May 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
okay,
no problem.
So yeah, so thanks for the posters. Actually, Denis, they're very nice.
Okay. And see you at the.
See you on what? April 26th or what's
no.
The 29th.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
We're looking for what? I want to see.